We like to talk about innovators on this show from time to time. And today's Second Date Update features somebody who did a very innovative move. Ooh. I think they redefined Netflix and chill.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand how this happened. I read their email. We'll get to the Netflix thing in just a second. But first, let's meet our second dater. Her name's Ginger. What's up, Ginger?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
We don't even know what Jubal's talking about, but everybody's kind of impressed by you already, Ginger.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my goodness. It didn't start out as Netflix and chill, okay? It was weird.
Yeah, but you didn't even really you Netflixed in a weird place.
What?
Anyway,
I did.
We'll get to that in just a second. What's the name of the guy you want to call today?
I want to call Nick.
Nick, all right. And how did you meet Nick?
I met him in a bar, but, like, he was really nice, and he pulled this kind of corny move on me, like, he wrote on a BevNap, like, hi, I'm Nick, you're cute, and it worked.
Yeah, that would work on me, too. It's so simple.
Well, you guys got to be
But it's like,
now.
Oh, my God, real human interaction.
Exactly.
Right? It was, like, straightforward. It wasn't some, like, gimmicky pickup line. It was just, like, statement of intent. Boom.
Did he put, like, a box on it? Like, check yes, check no if you like to go
Even
out with me?
Better.
No, we're not in middle school anymore.
Okay.
Oh, Ginger, don't lie. You would have gone for that, too.
Yeah.
Okay, probably.
Yeah.
But no, it was cute. So anyways, we started talking. We were talking about what kind of movies we liked. We just really hit it off, you know?
Cool.
And we were having a good time, but it was kind of noisy in the bar. We decided to go split a pizza. We could actually, like, hear each other talk, you know, enjoy each other's company.
Oh, so you guys, like, really hit it off. This is actually your date, then.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know, something just clicked, and we were having fun and talking to each other like people.
Wow.
Weird. Yeah, that's odd.
Right? Well, from a bar, yeah.
So you guys split a pizza, and what else did you do?
Well, we went to go get the pizza, and while we're waiting, we're like, hey, so we get your pizza here. He was like, we could go split it back at my place. I live a couple blocks away, and we could, like, watch one of those movies we were talking about and eat our pizza. And, like, I don't know. It just seemed like a good idea. I was on board.
Oh, wait. He recommended that. I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
Yeah, it was his idea. It was his idea to upgrade pizza at the pizzeria to pizza at his place with movies.
Okay, and this is where the weird Netflix thing happened, it seems.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Okay, so we're walking with our pizza, right? And then he starts looking at his phone, and apparently his roommate had dibs on the apartment and already had a girl up there.
Oh no, he beat him to the punch.
Hater.
You're like, I was going to get some. What's wrong with the roommate?
Great. I had a plan, and I had a pizza. And anyways, so he was like, wait, I have a backup plan. It's kind of weird, but hear me out. So we sat in the back seat of his car and watched Netflix on his phone and ate our pizza.
Oh,
shut up.
That sounds like a good date still.
It actually still sounds kind of fun, yeah.
It was like endearing. You know, just trying to make the best of a bad situation. You're like, well, you know, I promised you movies and pizza. Let's do movies and pizza.
Cool.
So how, I mean, you guys got it on in the back of the car, right?
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
Hey, you either do it or you don't.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could a little bit, but I'm hoping you finished everything up.
Well, there was a lot of pizza back there and not a lot of room, so we made out a little bit.
Okay.
So you didn't actually really hook up in the backseat.
I mean, everyone has different interpretations of what hook up means. We were making out, and that's hooking up to me.
Okay. So wait, was it all fun, or were there any awkward moments?
I mean, aside from the car seat being awkward,
it was
fine.
And how did it end?
Well, we were making out, and, you know, his roommate texts him and was like, hey, they're heading out. We can, you know, go up to the apartment now. And I don't know. I didn't want to seem thirsty. I was like, we can save it for next time, you know?
Cool.
Oh, so you turned him down going up to his place.
I did. I didn't want to seem overeager or, like, easy, you know?
Yeah,
you're like, I'm a backseat type of girl, not a real apartment type of girl.
Yeah,
okay?
I will not go into your apartment, but I will do stuff in the backseat all day long.
Not
all day long, for some of the evening. Thank
you. Okay. Hey, we're promoting what you're doing.
Got it.
How did everything end? And
I mean, you know, I said thanks for a good time. He has my number. I said love to see you again soon. And I just haven't heard from him.
What was his mood at the end of the evening?
He seemed to be fine. I don't know.
Like, interested?
I mean, he seemed kind of disappointed I wouldn't come up. But, like, I don't know. It seemed like we were going to hang out again.
And how many times have you tried to get a hold of him since?
I've sent him a couple texts. I don't want to be, like, smothering, but he should have noticed.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, then come back and call him and see if we can get you a second date update, okay?
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
All right. Hang on.